Good morning. Hello, how are you? It's been a long time since we've spoken. It's March 1st, 2018, a Thursday morning. It's in the low 30s. It's a beautiful morning. It is a gorgeous, a little crispy, but a little gorgeous morning here. And I'm out, I'm walking, I'm moving. I'm going to try to get this structure built back up. We're counting down on, see, this will be the seventh year, I think, on March 22nd. So we'll see what we can do. So I flew back from Austin yesterday. I attended the Smarter Artist Summit. Yesterday was largely a waste because my shuttle to the airport was 3:40 a.m. I landed in Denver just a few minutes before 7 o'clock in the morning. Got home around 9. Between the drive, the baggage, the shuttle, out to the off-site parking, it took me a couple hours to get back. And then I was exhausted all day. I could barely keep my eyes open all day long. In spite of that, I think I made significant progress on Suicide Run yesterday. Now, that's not to say I put any new words in the manuscript, but I picked up a couple of techniques at Smarter Artists, and one of them I actually knew before, beat sheets, so that you hit all the right beats in your story. The beats are all there. Where and how you hit them is up to you. But it's a little bit formulaic. It's a little bit too formulaic. But the reality is, just like a recipe, you can make it your own. Each story will have its own collection of beat sheets. And then something called the 40-sentence outline, which is basically beat sheets without paying attention to the beat. So each beat in a beat sheet, and there are 40 of them, more or less, has a particular goal, has a particular purpose. And so when you're done, you sort of reconcile what beats you need against the 40-sentence outline and see if your story hangs together. And of course, that helps because when you sit down to write, it's like, okay, I'm writing this piece. And you know what you're supposed to be writing. Now, one of the problems that I have with all of the Smuggler's Tales is that they don't really have a theme. Ishmael's stories, they all have themes. And I was aware of the theme going forward. So I knew what theme I wanted to write to when I began. And I don't have that for Natalia and Zoya. And that's something that I think I might need to work on a little bit. Maybe go back to Libby Hawkeris, take off your pants some, and see about the character outlines. So yeah, beat sheet in a 40-sentence outline. Because the truth is, I'm not writing enough. I'm not writing fast enough. I'm not writing enough crap. In order to get 100,000 words of good, I have to write a bunch. And I really want to be writing 4 books a year. But we're coming up on the end of the first quarter here. This is March. March 1st, 2018. It was 9 a.m. when I started, in case I forgot to mention that. And so, if I'm going to get 4 books a year, that's 1 a quarter. I need to get this one done. I should have had it done in January. I need to get the next one done. I need to get the next one done. And I'm not getting it done. So, I need to be a little more, focused. I need to be a little more aware of the reality that when I had a day job, I was able to say, I need to write now because I have to go to work tomorrow or later, or I've been at work all day, and now if I'm going to get any words down today, I've got to do it now. And I have to stop letting not having a day job become the excuse for not writing. I have to stop. Letting myself be distracted by games like Ark Survival or EVE Online or Minecraft, or was it before that? I guess it was. There was a time for Vorian and a time for Subnautica and all of these other creative games that sort of scratched the creative itch, but didn't actually put my words on the page. So, yeah, if nothing else, I've come back with an appreciation for, I need to do better. I need to be less engaged in things that aren't writing. Well, there were several sessions, I have to say. I went into this thinking this was going to be a massive cluster con. You can put in your own words there. But the reality, and I have to admit when I'm wrong, the reality is I was wrong. It was not a massive club. There were tiny, it was rough. These are guys who are not convention organizers. They're not conference organizers. But they did a pretty good job of putting together 2 days worth of content that at least served as sufficient excuse to get 200 people in a room to talk about indie writing, indie publishing. And they kicked off strong with Honoré Quarter. And her big takeaway for me, when you fill out your IRS form at the end of the year, what does it say in it? It doesn't say game player, and it doesn't say publisher, it doesn't say cook. It says, for me, it says author, writer. I forget what the official IRS code is, but... So, anytime I'm doing something that is not what my job title is, that's a problem. Now, you can't do the job title all the time. That's one of the rules, because there are other things that have to happen over the course of the day, like the walk, like the talk. For me, and for you, you have to find your own things that you have to do. I have to make a grocery run later today. I have to make some meals over the course of the day. I have to feed myself and the family here, physically as well as financially. So So there are always things like sleeping and eating and hygiene and doctor's appointments and therapy. Those are all stuff that has to happen too. But if I'm not doing the thing it says in the box, if I'm not doing the writing, I find myself thought, I think about this, before I went down there, so I was primed for this idea. The idea that you want to have written, you don't necessarily want to be writing. And actually, that's not true. I do want to be writing. Monk pull, coming up, say it. Monk pull. Monk post, sorry. Oh. And so it started real strong with that. And then Michelle. It ended with marketing. And Michelle, and I don't remember her last name, and that hurts me because she's dynamite. She's very, very dynamic, very very enthusiastic. She's got a couple of master's degrees. She's working on a doctorate. She's got 22 books out there, mostly in the science fiction romance realm. I have to try to find some of them and see, because I like SFR myself, so we'll have to see what they look like. I'm pretty sure I can find her name on the program. She didn't give me a card, although I have cards from other people. I have cards from one of the people from Draft to Digital, who has a podcast, and he was talking about his podcast and how pleased he was. He was up to 150 or 160 episodes, and what an achievement he felt that it was. And so he asked me if I had a podcast. Yeah. How's it going? So, well, I've been doing it for about, it's coming up on 7 years. Yeah? 1,600 episodes. When he picked his chin up off the table, it was like... So I brought up TO MMW on my phone and showed him the last episode, which was 1602. And many days ago, for which I am not only sorry, but regretful, the difficulty was that last month was such a spotty month in terms of weather. One day it would be 5 degrees and freezing fog, and the next day it would be freezing rain, and well, no, not freezing rain, we had freezing rain last month. We had a sub-zero weather. We had a lot of single-digit weather. We had a lot of snow, some of which is still around, but not on my track, except for really shady places where the sun doesn't shine during the day. But then we'd have a 60-degree day, and because I was so used to having the weather be crappy, I didn't even look, and then around 1 o'clock I'd realize that, oh yeah, you know, it actually wasn't a bad day. I probably could have gone out. Probably should have gone out. Because I certainly didn't do the treadmill as often as I should have. So I got to meet a bunch of people. Some that I knew. Good morning, good morning. He's grown a beard. Looks good. The guy who used to have the little dog, he's growing a beard. It's very nicely cropped and very white. And it looks very sharp, I have to say. I keep thinking I need to crop mine back a little bit. Or a lot. Anyway, of course, Dan Sawyer, not Dan Sawyer, Dan Thompson, who does Ships of My Father, and he has two more books in that series out that I have not yet read. I'm sorry. But Dan's, I met Dan. I met his lovely wife, Julia. I met, I met a couple of people I knew from online. So that was good. But I got to meet, one of the speakers was Michael Anderle, and he talked about his collaboration model. The big theme for this convention was leveling up. And so, what do you have to do to level up? You have to write more. You have to write better. You have to, and one strategy is collaboration. And while I really don't have a whole lot of desire for collaboration, we got some really good examples of how it can work really well. Now, I don't know how many books Anderle published last year under his own name or in collaboration with somebody. But he has a lot. I know I looked him up recently and saw the number of titles he has out. And given that he's only been at it a couple of years, to have that many titles after only a couple of years explains why he's a seven-figure author. And I did go up and introduce myself to him, and it turns out that the werewolf named Nathan Lowell is in fact named for me. And he was... He was apparently quite surprised that I would come up and introduce myself to him and that I would know about the character. So he was, that was pretty interesting. That was an odd thing for me. And then the guys who are putting it on, the self-publishing podcast guys are the guys who put it on. Johnny, Sean, and Dave. And I don't know their names. Two of them are probably Sterling and Stone because the company name is Sterling and Stone. And they spent some time talking about their process, their story studio, where they start with a cover. What does the cover say? What kind of story is this? And they brainstorm story idea, and they hand the story idea off to an outliner. And the outliner does basically the beat sheet and then hands it off to a drafter who takes the beat sheet and turns it into a first draft and then hands it off to an editor. And then they hand it off to the person who's writing under the pen name that handles these kinds of stories, whatever kind of story it is, whether horror or romance or what. And then, I presumably it goes back through another editing pass, but then they publish it under the right pen name. And last year they published 100 titles. Now, for the most part, these are staff writers, but occasionally they bring in an outside writer. And for the outside writers get to publish it under their own name, I think. But the idea that they have this sort of factory, the studio. It's modeled after it, like a TV studio kind of thing, where there's a writer's room and production teams and marketing teams and artists. It was interesting. There were things there for me to take away. And bless you, Michelle, that was an awesome marketing presentation. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.